Shikamaru Nara. You're listening to the Shonen Tapes. Oh, you're not subscribed yet? What a drag.
Ladies and gentlemen, today is the third anniversary tape.
Wap, 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 la, 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 la.
Hey, Kevin, before we start the show, I just wanted to thank you. Ain't my man. Ain't thank you to my man.
Was I supposed to know what that was?
Yeah, it's a sound from TikTok. I thought you were on TikTok. It's like Lotto. You know what I'm saying? She's like, ain't my man. Thank you to my man.
No, Doug. Hey, I'm lost on that one. I gotta admit, I don't know what the hell you talking about.
Yo, for the youngins, man, you know what I'm talking about. You know what I was trying to do.
They don't know what you're talking about either, Sean. You and not your, you and your own.
Nah, they knew it.
Ladies, welcome, gentlemen. Ladies, welcome, gentlemen. That's we're gonna go with that. Ladies, welcome, gentlemen, to another episode of the Shonen Tapes. And happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to
Shonen Tapes. Listen. If the Shonen Tapes was a baby, it would be 3 years old today.
Dude, I'm so proud of our baby. You know what I'm saying? Like we've grown it from a little fetus, and now it's, you know, it's talking back. You know what I'm saying? It's jumping on stuff. You know, it's a big baby. You know what I'm saying? It's a toddler. It's a grown toddler.
Bro, it's weird to think, but we both have babies, and they are both younger than this podcast. That's weird, right?
That is weird. And you know what? I was actually thinking about that like yesterday. I was like, God damn, like our podcasts are older than our kids. You know what I'm saying?
Unbelievable. It's crazy. It's talking. You know what I'm saying? It's thinking about preschool right now. And, you know, I just want to say I'm proud of how far we've come. You know, back before, and obviously the intro. I'm Kevin. This is Mr. Sean Shonen Pants. If this is your first time listening, welcome, welcome. We are very, very, very consistent. I'm serious. Go if this is your, like if you want to know like how often we put out episodes, just go check it out. You know what I'm saying? Go check it out and look. We don't miss no weeks. Even last week, Sean had to tag out real quick, and we had our old friend Wandy Wandy Pants had to tag in. You heard that episode, Sean?
Dog, I listened to that. Yo, that was actually a really good. I like the episode because I'm a, you know, a Dragon Ball fan, and then I like the way you guys talk shit about me. You know what I'm saying? I like it because it's very respectful, but it's still talking trash.
it's even funnier too, because afterwards I was like, man, I wish Sean was on that episode, because it would have been nice to hear you and Brandon like bicker back and forth, because you and I don't really bicker on Dragon Ball, because we sort of hold the same opinion more or less. You probably think of it a little less than I do, but more or less we're kind of in the same boat. But man, it's when I hear you and Brandon go, it's so goofy. It's so you knew what I meant on the episode, right? Like I felt like you were.
I knew exactly what you meant. I knew where you're going at. Like I like it. It's enjoyable just because like it's nostalgic, because I used to watch it when I was a kid.
Yeah,
but it's super goofy.
Super goofy. Super duper goofy. Well, anyways, it's the sidetrack, but guys, today is the third anniversary of the Shonen Tapes, and every time we have these episodes, we like to basically look back at this past year since the last anniversary tape and talk about a few things, like if any of our opinions have changed, any regrets we have, most favorite, least favorite, funniest episodes. It's going to be a lot of reminiscing, and honestly, if this is your first time listening, it's a great chance for you to like take notes of which episodes to actually go back and listen to, because you're gonna be like, oh, okay, they really like this one, there must be something there. We'll tell you the episode number, and yeah, go check it out. There's one thing I'm gonna ask y'all, is just share with your friends the biggest plans, and this kind of opens us up to the first topic that I want to talk about, is the future of the podcast. Dum dum dum. Sean, what are you thinking? Where do you want us to be talking about when we do the fourth anniversary?
I think when we do the fourth anniversary, I kind of want us to be in. I think what we're doing is so dope. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, the flowing conversation. But I think we should do more. And we always talked about doing this, but like, it does take a little bit more research and stuff like that. But I think we should start doing like anime news, like have an anime news section sometime every now and then on the episodes, and then more guests. And I think that we're starting to do that. We're definitely ramping up our guests.
Thanks to you guys, by the way.
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of these people are, you know, recommended on Discord and stuff like that, on social media. So like, yo, shout out to everybody. I definitely wanted to get more people on the podcast. You know what I'm saying? We still holding out for Michael B. Jordan. You know what I'm saying?
Eminem.
Eminem. What if Eminem was like, yeah, man, I like Fist of the North Star, like, because he's old. He's like, yeah, I watched Oshinoko too. And I was like, yo, man, like, Eminem, jump on the podcast.
You know, bro, you know who I would love on the podcast for, like, he's a podcaster, he's a comedian, and I've seen him live, Bobby Lee. I don't even know if he likes anime. I really have no idea. He might not. But wouldn't Bobby Lee be so dope to have on?
Dude, he's on a podcast with this redheaded
that guy's comedian. Hilarious too.
And yes, they're both like, he honestly, he has like that, the redheaded guy has your sense of humor, I feel like. Somebody cracks a joke, I'm like, that's a Kevin joke right there. But I'm just saying, like, when I listen to that podcast, I'm like, dude, this is like shonen taste, but they're not talking about anime. But like, it's like even more luncheon. So honestly, no, you know what? I want to get to that lunch factor. You know what I'm saying?
I would love like, to. Me too, bro. And they have, you know what I'm saying? They have a big enough audience where when they say lunch and stuff, people clip it on TikTok and they put it on. Honestly, for the future of the podcast, I am down to start video recording. And putting it out, because I think that's sort of the next step. When I look at podcasts that are bigger than us, I see them and I see their faces. I see podcasts smaller than us and I see their faces too. So it's not to say, you know, we are where we are because we don't show our faces, but I do think there is a certain appeal where when you're looking at somebody speak, it's more attractive. Or not attractive, I should say. It's more like it keeps your attention more than just kind of watching a clip, you know?
Yeah.
And that app that you actually sent me a TikTok about, the app that lets you record vertically, so then we can easily make these into shorts and TikToks. And I think it's a great idea, man. And let's do it, bro. Are you?
Dog, I'm down with it, but I'm just like, these last 3 years, I've like become acclimated to, you know, recording and comfort and ugliness.
Yep.
And same, now I'm gonna have same. To get like regular. I'm gonna have to shave my head more and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? So you can see the crusties.
Dog, look at my hair right now. Look at my hair right now. I can't record like this, bro. Y'all can't see me. Okay, so I got long hair, right? And if I do something like today, where I went to the pool and I haven't had a chance to, you know, shower it off yet because of the scheduling stuff, I'm a little frizzball right now. I turn into Albert Einstein when I don't cape this joint. I'm somewhere between Albert Einstein and like Seth Rollins when it comes to my hair. So
and then with me, like, I'm bald, but like if I I do have hair, it's just like I just have a lot of bald spots. So if I don't shave my head regularly, I'm looking like a lollipop that fell on the floor. You know what I'm saying?
Sean is coming. You remind me of Steve Urkel.
I'd be looking like Angelica's doll Cynthia when I don't shave my head. You know what I'm saying? But the black version.
Cynthia. No, in all seriousness, I think it's time, bro. I think it's time. Listen, tapeworms for you longtime listeners, please let us know. But Sean got a webcam, and I hear you can just record with an iPhone, so I might try that first because I'm cheap. But if not, I'll just buy the webcam. But like, realistically, and you know, I am absolutely not trying to toot our own horns, but if there was ever time to toot our own horns, it's this episode. I think I really enjoy the flow of our podcast, and I don't like, I feel proud when people listen to it. Like, when we first started this, I'm not gonna lie, I was very nervous to the point where if people found out I had one, I like my first instinct would be to tell them not to listen, and I'd be like, let's just hold up, I don't know, it's just something that me and my friends are doing, like, let's just try it out. Now if I know somebody likes anime, I'm like loud and proud about this, because I feel like we have a pretty good flow going, and I feel like we do form a connection with our audience, and I feel like it just has not gotten out to as many people as it possibly can. And I feel like for everybody still here, even though it has been a few years, like you're still in early. And I think we might, you know, I see a potential for us to get a little like bigger, significantly bigger, I should say.
I see the potential, dog. And you know, this is just a little bit look behind the curtain and everything. I'm honestly not that competitive, but yeah. I could tell that I love this podcast so much. Because I've kind of become competitive with the podcast. I mean, looking at our rankings and stuff like that. And we're hovering around, like, you know, the 30s to 50s. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like every, like, so I'm like, yo, let's make it to the top, you know, top 20, you know, and then top 10. And then we can, you know, beat Trash Taste and Anime Out of Context. We're coming for them, dog. We're coming for the top two spots.
You know what would be, you know what's something else I want for the future of the podcast?
Yeah.
I want beef.
Dog, I want beef so badly, son. So I want to talk trash about us, please.
Bro, let's do it.
Like, don't famous talk trash about us.
Let's start beef with a podcast bigger than us, and then it'll be like a win-win, right? Because then they'll be like, who's this? And then, you know, that's the thing. But I don't want it to be fabricated. It has to be real beef.
Yeah, I want it to be real beef, dog.
Let's talk trash about Bobby Lee, honestly. Bro, okay, like, for example, we make fun of Michael B. Jordan because of the way he pronounces stuff. We both love Michael B. Jordan, though. It's funny. As much as we make fun of the way he says Naruto, we're big fans of his movies and him as an actor, but imagine him coming on the pod and being like, yeah, what's up? Like, you want to keep that same energy? Kind of like he did to that one girl who made fun of him in high school. Just keep that same energy. he's like, oh, you're a fan now? He's like, what happened? I thought it was corny. He's like, I'm not corny anymore. And he just looked at her and, oh my God. I love, some people call that petty. I love that. I love that he kind of like, you know,
stood up for himself. I love it so much. And honestly, yo, tapeworms. Discord Brigade. That's what I'm gonna call you guys. Discord Brigade. I know you guys are gonna be on this. Get Michael B. Jordan on our podcast immediately. That's the goal. That's it. That's the goal.
Those are some goals, bro. Those are just some names. It would be awesome. As far as other stuff for the future of the pod, I think some feedback has been shared, and I actually agree with it. We used to review more anime. Like, overall, we would just pick a show, be like, oh, this one's kind of getting talked about, and we would just do an episode on it. And we haven't been doing that this much this past year. Like, looking back on it, we've done a lot of topics, which is cool. Mm-hmm. The topics have been very fun, but I do miss exploring a brand new show together, because sometimes I know how you're going to think, but a lot of the times I don't know where you're going to land on it. And I love when we have completely different opinions on a show. Not a show like Vinland Saga, where like I hate it and you love it, but more of a show where like maybe we both like it for different reasons, or like or one of us likes it, the other one kind of. Yeah. Or maybe even if one of us likes it and one of us dislikes it, it's just not as extreme. Vinland Saga was a tough one because of like the level for both of us, in my opinion. Because you kind of like really liked it, didn't you?
Dude, I loved it. Like, yeah, and I was like, just like it. I loved it.
And I was polar opposite. I was very much polar opposite on the other side of the spectrum. So, but regardless, let's start doing more new anime, because we come across stuff that we just like can fall in love with, like Hell's Paradise, for example. That was just a random new one that we did, and like I can't wait to watch more of that show.
Dude, I like refreshed the Crunchyroll. Like wanting to watch new episodes, and I know it's not going to happen for like another year or two. And I'm just like, dude, that show, I want to watch more so badly. It like, well, I'll talk about it some more, but like, it really revitalized why I love anime. You know what I'm saying? I'm just being real, dog. Like, I was not falling out of love with anime, but just like not feeling the that urge to watch anime, like new anime. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And now really revitalized my love for it, and now I want to watch more and more and more. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. No, for sure.
Regarding the future, I think that. And I'll talk about this like in a little bit more in depth, but we definitely need to get on our One Piece grind, man, because I've definitely One Piece. Where are you at? I'm saying I was watching it today. I was watching it today, man. Mm. You know what? I got like, I got locked on it, or I got like kind of like put off by something, I guess. I don't know what I got put off by. So I like put it on the back burner for like a while. Like I was like in the beginning of the Alabasta arc. And I know that's the best arc, but like there's just something that like just made me not want to watch it. And then I watched the One Piece live action and I was like, yo, this is like really dope. You know what I'm saying? So then I rewatched some of like the early episodes and then I'm like, all right, I'm back in it. You know what I'm saying? So I have the bug again.
All right. All right. So, good. Good. We're going to be on that One Piece run for sure. I think there are some shows that we're probably just not going to go and watch. Bleach. I realistically don't see myself ever watching Bleach.
Which is sad, dog, because I know, like, the first few episodes are, like, pretty, like, a little cringe because it's, like, early anime, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
If you got into it, Kevin, like, you would be invested, son.
I know. That's a thing, too. I know I would like it. That's...
invested.
So. All right, you know what I'm saying? I take it back. There's a chance I'll watch Bleach.
The transformation, just like watch it on your own time. Like,
yeah.
And then eventually, I feel like maybe like year six of this podcast will be episode on Bleach.
Yeah.
But like, I think you will like it. I don't want you to count it out.
Listen, bro, I would love to do this full time. You know what I'm saying? Like, this would be dope to be like
this. That's the goal, son. The goal is for me to yap with you and make money.
Facts, dog. Like if we could support the fam just doing this, thank you. Like that's the dream, obviously. And that's why we have been trying to expand more. That's why we say, you know, share with your friends. But and also like it gives y'all something to talk about together, which is cool. I love seeing in the Discord when people invite their like other friends or people they know already, and then they talk also in there. That's just it brings me like a warm feeling. But then also like newer people meet there as well. And then we got the Patreon subscribers. Shout out to y'all. I know y'all don't really care for us to give you shout outs. You're just there for the episodes, but we're gonna give you shout outs anyway. So absolutely shout out there. Yeah, that's how we do it. But yeah, that's kind of like what the future of the podcast holds. Okay, so let's look back a little bit, Sean. Can you tell me what, in your opinion, our most creative episode was from this past year? Do you have a pick? Do you want me to list mine first?
You can list yours first. I have a pick. It's a very recent one, but like I just think the way that we went about it was very creative. Like,
I wonder if it's the same one.
Okay, you can go first though.
Okay, so I think the most creative episode we have done this past year is the tag team tape. That was episode 214, and we basically did Goku and Frieza versus Naruto and Pain. And we didn't just do tag team as in who would win in a fight, because that's painfully obvious, but more so as a team, right? Who's the overall better villain? Who's the overall better protagonist? Better storyline, better rivalry, and all that stuff. And I just think it was very interesting. Like, that's not something you see very often. And that's something that I love that we do about this podcast. It's like random episodes like that. Remember that one?
I do remember that one. That one was actually really fun to record. And I feel like it was a random one, too, where we're just like, yeah, let's just do this. Yeah. Which, you know, sometimes we, you know, gold happens. I was going to say... And for this was for a different. I was gonna say the alternate Titan tape.
Yes.
And the reason I say this is just the way it flew. It flowed like it was. You know, we picked a bunch of alternate Titans on our own. And then while we were interviewing Monty, we'd pause the interview and then we talk about the Titans that we picked. And it's just like the way, like, just like the creative answers and why we like picked them. I just thought that like it didn't feel choppy or anything. It just like flowed really well. I think that was honestly our best flowing episode like we've ever had. We'll definitely have Monty back on, but I just think that the way anytime we do an alternate anything tape, I think it's pretty like creative, but I think the way it flowed, the topics that we chose or like the people, the characters that we chose to be Titan users, I think that was really creative. And that was our, you know, most, you know, one of our most recent episodes, 230, the alternate Titan tape.
Can you do me a favor, Sean?
Yeah.
Can you not disrespect our most recent guest by calling him Monty? Isn't it Monte?
Oh yes. Shit.
Why are you calling him Monty, huh?
Monty. Hey man. Hey, Our boy Monte, man.
No. How are you gonna Michael B. Jordan speak our own guests? It's one thing when you say Madara, it's one thing when you say Naruto, like Yagami, but like Monte? How you going, Monty? What's wrong with you?
Look, as president of Michael B. Jordan speak, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes you're going to be messing up names, you know what I'm saying? And I just got to...
I got to ask you, brother, is it on purpose?
It is not on purpose.
Sean, it feels to me genuinely that we're like, you'll be talking about something and in the split second you're about to read a word as clear as Monte, you're like, what if it had a Y at the end of it? what if I just pronounce this as a... I guess I think I'm going to do that. Let's do that. It'll spice things up. And then you just say it and wait for me to react. You criminal mastermind.
Dog, that would make me super evil, dog. You know what I'm saying?
On purpose, mispronounce everything. That's funny. Okay. Good pick, though. Good pick. I totally agree with you. And honestly, I do think the future of our interviews should go exactly like that. Because back, you know, a couple years ago when we had people on, the whole point of the episode was to interview them. Now they join us to do a topic. But it's tough because it's like, when do we do the topic? When do we focus on the guests? Because obviously they're on the show. You guys want to learn a little bit more about them too, I would assume. And so it was really nice, like kind of like what Sean said, ask a few questions, do the thing, ask a few questions, do the thing. I liked it.
Mm-hmm. It flowed well.
What episode did you have the most fun prepping for, Sean? I know we didn't discuss this one. I wanted to spring this one on you, and I'll give you my answer first.
Okay.
So for me, it was the recommendation tape. Because I really sat there and thought for a long time what episode to recommend to whom. This was episode 226, and basically what we did was, if you had to recommend anime to your significant other, if you had to recommend anime to somebody who's never seen anime, old head, new head, and I don't know why I had fun prepping for it. I usually have fun prepping for a topic like the Cell tape or like the Vegeta tape, the Itachi tape, those types of episodes, because then you go back and you watch stuff. But for some reason, there was something about the recommendation tape that just made me really excited, because I guess I was just really proud of my picks. Mainly, you know what it was mainly? It's because I didn't choose My Hero Academia to recommend to somebody who's never seen anime, and I knew that was in my heart the right thing to do. And I was hoping with all my heart that my co-host wouldn't do something so stupid.
Hey man, I saw a lot of people in the Discord brigade, you know, they supported my decision.
Marks, a bunch of marks like you. All y'all are my hero marks, bro. The agenda lives.
The agenda.
The conspiracy lives on.
I did enjoy that episode. I did enjoy that episode a lot. But I think the episodes I really do enjoy, and that's why I'm glad that we're going to make it more of a focus and watching like new anime that's like good, I enjoyed Ranking of Kings tape, and I really enjoyed the episode because I loved watching the Ranking of Kings, and then I loved learning more about, like, you know, how it was made and stuff like that. You know, the different, like, themes of the show, and, like, I just like learning about Ranking of Kings. And it, I think, like, that show was so much fun to watch, and I'm just, like, so happy that we did an episode on it. To be honest, I feel like we were both about to not do it because it looks lame, but, like,
100%, it was not. And I'll tell you, that was one episode that took me by surprise the most, because going into it, I'm like, oh, we're gonna watch another kiddie show, another lame one. And it just blew my mind. It absolutely blew my mind. It was so good. That was episode, what, 202, right?
That was episode 202.
Nice. Snarf.
Yeah, check it out, guys. If you watch, like, Ranking of Kings, or you just want to, like, hear about good anime.
Sean, what was the most forgettable episode that we did this past year? What's one episode that you go back in our catalog and you look at and you're like, we did an episode on that? Because there's one I'm looking at right now, and I do not remember this for the life of me.
So it's funny because when we were, like, you know, looking over, like, you know, I was looking over, like, the episodes we did this year, I, like, thought about this TikTok I saw with Lil Wayne, how he was like, yo, I don't really remember my raps and stuff. You know what I'm saying? And I'll just be like, yo, like, we did this episode. Like, I don't remember these episodes, son. But I think the most unforgettable one,
Forgettable?
Oh, the most forgettable one.
Yeah.
Is the top 10 guest tape. I don't, what is that about?
What? You don't remember that episode?
No.
Oh, Sean, that breaks my heart, brother.
I'll remember that episode.
You know, we're going to put a pin in it. I'm not going to talk about that episode because I'm bringing it up later.
Okay. I don't remember the favorite episodes tape.
Oh my God, Sean, bro!
I don't remember the Naruto character improvement tape.
Oh,
I don't remember the Pokemon Master 8 tape.
Stop!
Dog, I don't remember none of those episodes, dog.
Sean, you literally just named my favorite episodes of the year. You, I'm not exaggerating. I could take a screenshot right now. You see my hands. So I'm not trolling. My favorite episodes that we did this year was the top 10 guest tape and the favorite episodes tape. And then I considered putting the Naruto side characters improvement tape, but I didn't do it. We'll get into it. But that's actually so funny. I'm ashamed you don't remember, because those are, in my opinion, those are our best episodes. So Let me tell you the most forgettable for me. For me, it was the Tsunade tape. I don't remember that one at all. Do you remember the Tsunade tape?
I remember the Tsunade tape because I remember having to overstudy for that one because I don't know anything about Tsunade. Because I was like, she was the Hokage, I guess. Like, then I was like, all right, I need to look through her stuff. So the only reason I remember that episode is because I had to, like, overstudy for it.
I don't remember that episode at all. I tried so hard to think of one thing that was said or done during that episode. I don't remember it. So maybe I need to go back and listen to it. That was episode 201. Let's talk about our favorite episodes. I want to talk about that. I was saving the kind of, like, the best for last, but no, let's talk about it. So the top 10 guest tape, Sean, was where it was a game between you and I, and we assigned points, and we had to guess the other person's top 10 anime. And for every time we guessed one right, point. You don't remember that one where we were guessing each other's top 10?
Oh yeah, dude, that was actually a fun one. Okay,
that was probably, like, my favorite episode that we recorded. It was episode 204. You get to see what our top 10 is, and we made a game out of it. Like, those competition ones, it was kind of like the birthday tapes that we used to do. Remember when it was back when the podcast was me, you, Aim, and Brandon, and specifically the hip hop one where we would put together a playlist and whoever one we would win each other's for having points. I'm explaining it wrong, but it was a lot of fun.
All right,
you suck.
Yeah, my bad.
The other one for me was the 194 that was the favorite episodes tape, and that was one where me and you broke down our most favorite episodes in anime. So like when, like, I think we brought up Itachi versus Sasuke as being one of the favorite episodes. I think Goku turning Ultra Instinct for me was one of the favorite episodes in Super. And it was nice because we got to just kind of like revisit. Like for you, I think one of your favorite episodes was Naruto versus Sasuke, right?
Yeah. Like now that you're bringing it up, I remember it. But like when I look, I'm just like, I don't remember that episode. Now it's coming back to me.
Yeah. Yeah, sure. Okay, what are yours? Because and keep in mind, whatever you say, I'm gonna be like, yo, I don't remember that one. That was my least favorite.
All right, so I think one of my so episode 219, the Sailor Moon tape, with Sailor Tortilla. That was just a fun episode, like altogether. Like she was a great guest, and I had so much fun. Like, I didn't watch all of Sailor Moon because I'm not, like, you know what I'm saying? I didn't have enough time to do all that, you know? But the episodes that I did watch, I watched quite a bit just, you know, before the episode, you know, the week leading up to the episode. And it was a lot of fun. Like, I remember having a lot of fun and feeling like nostalgic. Anything that can make me feel nostalgic, like, I'm having fun. Like, I like that. 225, the Hell's Paradise tape.
Yeah.
Alluding to what I said earlier, it like really revitalized my love for anime. I just had so much fun watching it and then talking about it with you. And then you like having also really liking it as well, because, you know, sometimes that doesn't happen, you know. So I was happy about that. 197, the Blue Lock tape.
Yes, good ones.
Again, another reason is because I had so much fun watching the show and then, you know, researching it and then talking about it with you and, like, you know, cracking jokes about playing soccer and stuff like that. That was really fun. And
whole year has been the new shows that we've watched, usually we both liked more often than not. Like, I feel like we only reviewed like seven shows, give or take, maybe even less than that, to be honest. We had a slow year. So it was Hell's Paradise, Blue Lock, Ranking of Kings, Vinland Saga,
Oshinoko.
I think that's it. We only did five, right?
Yeah, five like new anime that early.
That's
anime
horrible. That
we watch. Yeah, we got to rank up our numbers. We got high in our numbers, you know what I'm saying? And we vow to do that, guys, in the year to come, you know, for the guys that loved, or for the guys and gals that really liked our reviews, we'll do more of those. Because those are my favorite episodes, because I have fun watching stuff that's cool and then also talking about it. And then, of course, the alternate Titan tape of, that we spoke about earlier. That was a really fun episode.
Yeah, no, for sure. Let's do episodes that, in our opinion, were kind of flops. You could call it least favorite. You could call it flops. Because I'm looking at it and like, I guess like it's hard to call this a flop because it did well. Mm-hmm. But one of my least favorite episodes that we've done this year was 188, the theme song tape. I just don't care about theme songs.
Dog, that episode did really good, though.
I know it did good. So it wasn't a flop. I guess it was like a flop in my head. I just don't care about theme songs. I don't know what it is. It's like it doesn't really add to the story, and it doesn't really take away from anything either. It's just fluff. It's just there, and I feel like if you've seen it once, what's the point of watching it again? I don't get it, but I know I'm in the minority.
A good theme song hypes you up for the show. A good theme song hypes you up for the show, and that's a good thing. You want to be hyped for the show, you know? It gets you ready for it.
I think the only time I care about a theme song is if it's like absurdly good, like the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, Pokemon. You know what I'm saying? Like very good. Even what was that song? Not the Gilmore Girls. The Golden Girls. Thank you for being a friend. That was fire. That was a fire theme song. But like some of these anime theme songs where it's like screaming in Japanese, I don't even understand it. Like, I don't care. I'm sorry.
That's weird, dude.
the other one for me is the was 190, the Pokemon Masters 8 tape. Now let me explain why. I was really, really, really excited to do this one. And this was one you didn't care about at all.
Yeah,
and
like, no part of me cared.
Sean, you were such a drag to get through this episode with. And I was like, you know what? Let's just cut it. I wish, you know, Brandon was back for that episode, or Eamon or something like that. Somebody to tag in. But it was like pulling teeth. And I was like, yeah, let's not do this again. And it kind of made me know how you feel sometimes when we go over stuff that I also don't care about. So I guess it was a lesson. It was a lesson for me.
It was a lesson in, I don't even know, but yeah. Now I remember that episode. It sucked, and I didn't want to do it. That's probably why I don't remember it.
It was so, dude. It was. I hate that you didn't give it a chance, because those Pokemon fights were just so good, and it was such good action. Whatever. I'm not gonna reopen an old wound.
I just think, and I love these episodes, but a lot of our versus tapes this year, like, just like didn't stack up. Other than the Sasuke versus Vegeta tape, I think every other versus tape just didn't do that well. And you know, it's sad, but like, I get it, because like, you know, you can find versus, you know, content on like anything that you look at. So I get it. People are like, I've seen this before. I'm like, oh, I've heard something like this before. So I get it.
I mean, when you say, I mean, they did well. Do you mean you didn't like doing them? Because they didn't do bad. Looking at these numbers.
I personally didn't like doing them.
Yeah.
Other than the Vegeta, because Vegeta Sasuke versus Sasuke, because, you know, those are two of my favorite characters. There's just something about talking about Vert. And I think it's because let me reiterate. They did pretty well, I guess. I didn't like talking about them because I got a little bit bored in my head. You know what I'm saying? And it seems like people like them, because we have, you know, if you guys go on our Discord, you know, for we do the verses of the week, and people get invested, like talking about it for a full week. You know what I'm saying? Like, just going back and forth about like why there's someone else is wrong. Like, oh no, like Roronoa's definitely, you know. But like, there's just something in my brain that just doesn't care. I'm like, all right.
Can I ask why you call him Roronoa Zoro every time? Why can't you just say Zoro? Is there another Zoro that you know? Say Zoro?
Yeah, like Zoro the Masked Hero. You know, like Antonio Banderas.
Is that what you're afraid people are gonna mix it up with?
I mean, no, but like, I just like saying Roronoa Zoro.
That's what you can't ever get it right. Your Michael B. Jordan speak goes into overdrive, and you're like Roronoa Zoro. Just Zoro. Just call him Zoro. No, it's funny because like I've been trying to recapture the magic, which was the Gohan versus Trunks tape that we did. I think that was, in my opinion, our best versus tape of all time. What episode was that? Do you disagree?
I don't disagree, because that one was a fun episode to do.
That was back in 2001, and it was episode 71. It was one of our older episodes. That was one of my favorite episodes, specifically versus. That I think set the bar, and we have been just trying to duplicate that ever since.
Any episode where I have a chance to defend Gohan is a good, because I could talk about Gohan until like my face turns blue.
Mark,
you know what I'm saying?
Mark. Sean and Pants, the Mark. Let me ask you this. What do you think was the funniest tape that we've had this past year? For me, it had to be episode 228, the Oshinoko tape. That Mummy Milky bit was the funniest dog. Like, when you kept doing it, when you kept doing it during the episode, at first I was like, all right, this is a little OD. I'm gonna have to edit a lot of these out because I thought it was too much. But when I was going back and listening to it, I was dying. I was like, no, I can't take any of this. I left it all in. It was so funny, bro. I'd be in the middle of like describing something and you just go, mommy milky. Go, but please, guys, even if you haven't seen Oshinoko, by far our funniest episode, 228. That was a good one.
I was having trouble deciding, but yes, that's correct. The answer, Oshinoko.
You had that one too, right?
Yes, because I was like, damn, it has to be another one. I kind of felt like we're gonna have the same one for that. But I remember after recording that, I just kept on laughing the whole night. And then my wife was like, what are you laughing at? I was like,
you're not going to know. Funny. Mommy, milky. Oh, God. That was a good one. Okay. All right. What about any regrets that you've had this past year?
I mean, I think we already talked about one of the regrets. I just wish we watched more anime, you know?
Yeah, same.
And I know, like, both of us are, like, in a period, you know, of our kids' lives where, you know, they're a little bit more of a handful, you know what I'm saying? So it's hard to watch anime, you know, more. But I think, I definitely want to make that a thing.
Full commitment.
Like a full commitment to try to watch more anime, you know?
No, me too. We're definitely, by the time this comes around next year, we're definitely going to have way more than five. Like, we should be at least at 10, in my opinion.
Yeah, I think, 10 is, it's so doable. It's so doable.
I think
we can do that. Doable. Yeah. So, that's what we want to do, guys. Hold us accountable, guys. Hold us accountable.
Yeah, please do. Please do. Send us new shows.
What about you? Regrets?
No, I have the same one. I don't. Yeah, I think that's really the only thing that I wish we did more of.
Yeah, and then I guess another regret that I do have is, and I think this is always a regret, I just need, like, in general, I think, and I've gotten better, I need to be more critical of things. You know what I'm saying? Because I do give things a pass, and I heard that on the Dragon Ball tape, and that is a truth statement. I give things too much of a pass sometimes. Like, it's fine, you know? Yeah. And I think I'm getting better, but in the future, I'm going to be a little slightly more critical. But again, I'm like, is that going to ruin the magic of the show? You know what I'm saying? Who knows?
I don't think so, because I think I'm the same way on the opposite side of the spectrum. I think I'm being a little less critical, especially when you compare me now to some of our earlier episodes, right? When I don't like something, I really don't like something, and I just rain hell down on it. But that's a little OD, and I don't always have to do that. And specifically during the first, like, 5 or 6 months of the podcast, I think I did it way more. I got a little bit better, and I think I've been continuously improving ever since. But I think specifically this year now, I've been a lot less, like, critical of stuff. And I do kind of get what you're saying. Like, is that the magic of the Shonen Tapes, right? Sean is super nice about stuff, and Kevin is super negative Nancy about stuff, and we have to meet somewhere in the middle to make it work. But I still think we can do that without you being like, hey, you know, the voice actors voice acted 5 out of 5, and without me being like, the plot point wasn't perfect, 0 out of 10. You know, like, we have to meet somewhere in the middle to just be a little more realistic, but at the same time still keeping kind of like what makes us us. Because at the end of the day, dude, we are who we are, and there's certain stuff I can't stand, and there's certain stuff that you like that you're gonna give a pass, and that just is what it is, right?
Yeah, because sometimes I just like crap. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes I just enjoy it, man. Sometimes I just enjoy the trash.
Dog. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you do. You do. And to me, I can't stand mid. And even though by definition it's mid, it's okay. I was taught a C+ is failing. So I guess I've been kind of operating that. That's that immigrant. You know what I'm saying? That immigrant parent speak.
Immigrant parent speak, dog. He embraced it. I did not. Hey man, they said a C passing, dog. Like
bro, I said that I was like, a C is average. Do you want to be average? Like screaming at me, and I was never gonna see again. I was like, all right.
Did have any of your favorite characters changed?
Ooh, that's a good one. So none of my favorite characters have changed, but I think the order of my favorite characters have changed. I had Shikamaru above Vegeta at 1. And then I had Vegeta at 2, and then I had Itachi at 3. But I don't know what's happened to me this year. I've been so obsessed with Itachi. Just his whole vibe, his whole style, everything about him. He's the background of like my phone. He's literally my phone case. So I actually think for now I have Itachi at number 1. I have a feeling that when Super actually animates the manga that's out right now, Vegeta may jump back to number 1, because I see some of the stuff he's doing, you know, his form, all of that looks insane. But I can't have Vegeta at 3. So I do have Vegeta at 2. And I'm going to put Shikamaru at 3.
Nice. So for me, it's pretty much the same. If we're talking top 3.
Yeah.
Two of them are the same. One of them is different. Mm-hmm. I would say that, like, for a little bit, I almost said that Eren Jaeger was on beat Light, but yeah. Like Light Yagami will always be my goat, dog. You know, so he's number 1. Eren's number 2, and you won't believe who's number 3 for me now, dog.
Okay,
Monkey D. Luffy.
What? Dog. I mean, respect, but surprising. Also,
it's like even One Piece is like still not one of my favorites yet, like, but the way Luffy just goes about things, dog, like, I'm just you're the GOAT, dog. Like, you know what I'm saying? The way he just chooses his like, he's like, hey, you want to be my crew? Like, I like you because of this. We're homies for life. We ate together once.
Yeah, facts.
Facts. You tap me on the shoulder and like said a nice thing once, so we're homies. Like, you know, I'm just like, that's dope.
You would like that.
Like, I just think that like his outlook on life is so pure, and it's almost the way Goku was, but it's honestly more Goku than Goku. You know?
Yeah.
There's something about Luffy that's he's not even like, it's like he's so good that it's almost like not good, you know, like he's like almost like kind of, it's like almost villainous how good he is. How he's just like, he'll like kick your ass if you're like, if you like even like look at his friends the wrong way, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, I don't know. Luffy, number 3 is Luffy for me. He might even go higher the more I go on this watch the show.
Respect, bruv. What about your top 5? Has that changed?
Top 5. Well, I guess since the addition with Luffy, it changed it a little bit.
Your top 5 shows. Sorry.
No, top 5 shows. No, there's, it's still the same. Like, no other, I haven't really added any other shows to like my top 5 or top 10 yet.
Well, I mean, compared to last year, you did though, right? Like, your top 5 has been different from where it was last year. I'll give you mine. My current top 5, and from number 3 to 7, is very, very, very fluid. Very fluid. I have Naruto at number 1 still. I have the Dragon Ball series at number 2. Number 3, I'm going to stick with Attack on Titan. I don't know. I think Attack on Titan might have been 4 or 5 last year, but it is at 3 for sure now. I have Death Note at 4. And my number 5, okay, I'll say what I have written down right now, but I have a feeling that this will change. Or maybe it won't. Maybe it won't. I have Jujutsu Kaisen at number 5. But I'll tell you what's giving it a run for its money. Chainsaw Man, One Piece, and Hell's Paradise. Those 3 are giving number 5. They're all in competition with the number 5 spot. Demon Slayer is pretty fire too, but it's I don't think it's gonna break the top 5, not yet at least. But wow, is it good!
All right, I lied, guys. I did some research, and I looked at my list, and then I looked at the stuff that I was like really watching, like a lot. So Death Note always my number one. Attack on Titan number two for me. Yu Yu Hakusho is now number three. Jujutsu Kaisen is now number four. Yep. And I'm putting Dragon Ball back in number five because I've been enjoying Dragon Ball. Actually, Dragon Ball / Naruto. I can't decide which one I like better. But Naruto's been knocked down a lot. And I feel like it might move back up spots because I'm enjoying the episodes of Boruto that are filler so much, dog. That's making me want to rewatch like old episodes of Naruto and Naruto Shippuden, and then like it's reminding me how much I like the show. So right now, Dragon Ball Z and Naruto are fighting for the top five spot. But like I'm realizing how much like I like love those shows. But Jujutsu Kaisen definitely like JJK dog, like it definitely fought for its spot, dog. Cause it
dude, right? Same with me.
It got up there, bro. Like I didn't for a little bit, I was like the last time I said this, I was like, it's not there yet. It's there, dog.
It's such a good show. It's so good. And you know what? And you know what? I'm saying this as with Jujutsu Kaisen at number five for me, not having seen this newest season yet. I haven't seen any of it, and I'm still putting it at number five. So that says a lot about the show, in my opinion. Fantastic.
Yeah, you're gonna love it, dude. It's so good. I do have a feeling
One Piece and potentially Hell's Paradise could break my top five. I'm not gonna lie, which spells trouble for my top five because there's only so much room in there.
Yeah, I definitely think One Piece will creep into my top 10. I just need to see more, but
facts.
Definitely Luffy, like I said earlier, dude. He's on another level.
Monkey D. Luffy and
also this is random. I watched the first episode of the live action with my wife, and she like kind of liked it.
Oh, really? Dude, you know what's funny? We were browsing through Netflix, and my wife was like, One Piece? Ew. And I looked at her. I was like, what are you saying ew to? She's just like, I don't know. Why are you so... Just because she said that, out of spite, I'm going to make her watch it. And hopefully we like it. But yeah, no, this was a fun look back. Thank you so much, guys, for being on this 3-year journey with us. There have been some of you guys that have been there from the jump, so much love. There's some of you guys that found us midway and have been along the way, and then there's some newer people that have discovered the podcast and gone back and listened to the old episodes. And so no matter what level of tapeworm you are, just know that we're here. We still love doing this. And our ultimate goal is to grow this podcast to the next level. I can confidently say we're doing much better right now than where we were a year ago. And I would actually love to take that to even the next point. So then we can just basically keep doing this and you know, providing you guys with that content. So
yeah.
with that being said, overall, guys, share this podcast with your friends if they're also into anime. Please, please, please come join our Discord. We have a lot of fun there. Obviously links in the bio wherever you're listening. And for those of you guys that crave more episodes, come check out the Patreon. We have a tier that is meant for bonus anime content, and we have another tier that's meant for random stuff like conspiracy theories and what else do we talk about? Sports
and then we TV talk about shows, TV shows,
movies. We do a lot. So come check out that Patreon. But overall, thank you so much for listening. Rate the show if you haven't rated it already. Sean, with that being said, do you have any parting words for the tapeworms on this very special 3-year anniversary episode?
Yeah, my man. Thank you to my man.
Mommy. Mommy.
Mommy Milky.
Good night.